Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Yes.
It is Sunday, March 20th. We are taking a break from March Madness.
Not much of one, though.
Not much of one. Only 1 hour or so.
Go Badgers.
And we're going to talk some football. It's been a few weeks. I mean...
And I know you guys missed us.
We missed us, and normally we would have done a podcast after the NFL scouting combine.
That's right.
But I'm going to tell you right now, it bored the crap out of me. It wasn't as exciting as last year with Marcus and Jameis. Obviously.
Obviously.
I mean, the best quarterback in the league, Marcus. But so we're still, I still have been updating. I don't know if you've been paying attention. I know I haven't been asking you to go to the website, but the last 3 weeks I've been updating the website. I did a thing with the running backs, the receivers, and this week on the website, mycffl.com, you can check out the, the quarterbacks from the scouting combine. All the quarterbacks that are available in this year's draft.
I think you've been doing a wonderful job.
Well, I appreciate that.
I think I must pay you for that. It must be it's always a must-see website for everybody to go on that website.
You think so?
I think so.
Because of the fantasy girl? Or the football information?
Just all the football information, of course.
More so important for the people in the league because, you know, it is the league website with just a little bit of side information for those of you listening that aren't part of the league. But anyways, like always.
And any of those perverts out there that just want to look at fantasy women.
Exactly.
There you go.
But as always, just check out the website, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com. Also, you can get this podcast. If you're not listening to it, I mean, you're already listening to it. But anyways, you can get the podcast. Go to iTunes. Search the word Cheddarhead. It's going to be a little different with this podcast because, you know, when I first started the podcast, I just used the Fantasy Football League logo that we have for the league.
Right.
But now that Dan's joined the fun and has been part of the podcasts for, damn, almost a year.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
We've changed the logo, and it now has a pictures on it of yours truly, me and Dan, little caricatures, and the logo for the podcast.
I look adorable.
Well, you haven't seen me yet. So, like I said, go on to iTunes, and do me a favor. When you're there, subscribe to the podcast. You'll automatically get all the updates, all the podcasts that we put up. When they go up, they'll automatically download to your device, and it'll help with our rating.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and if you like the podcast, write a nice little comment in there about it. Say these guys are brilliant,
and Dan's adorable.
I love Dan's picture, and then we'd appreciate that. That would help also. And you can do that on any. You don't have to do it through iTunes. Any podcast. Thing out there that you use, whether it's Stitcher, whether it's iTunes, whether it's Podcast Republic, whatever your favorite one is, do us a favor and subscribe. It'd be great. Other than that, you got questions, comments, concerns, as always, CFFL commissioner at Zoho.com. You can get a hold of me. It's been a while. I almost forgot that. And if you want to get a hold of Dan, as always,
strap1971@yahoo.com.
And that's that. So we got a great podcast for you again on we're going to talk about some free agents in the NFL.
A lot of movement
because we haven't been here in a while.
That's right.
I'm going to try and avoid some from the beginning of free agency, but we'll only do some important ones.
I hope there's some defensive players on there too.
Kept it fantasy centric, okay. But you know, if you want to talk about some defensive guys, that's fine.
No, I'm good. I just thought there might be some defensive guys that change teams.
Well, I think been,
Miami.
I've been impressed because, as always, as every year, the one team that's always active in the free agent pool, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's right. Who did we get?
We signed their own guys again.
Yeah, that's right.
James Starks and damn, so great. I don't even remember his name.
Well, Guyon.
Guyon, yes. Yes.
Taylor, and, the offensive lineman.
Yes, and then one of the guys that I really wanted to keep around left, Casey Hayward.
Yep.
But we'll get right into that with the news and notes.
That's right.
Okie doke. And here we are with the news and notes. As I mentioned in the opening, the top remaining free agents. I'm going to go through the list of fantasy-centric names.
Okay.
And you tell me. Some of these guys may have signed already, but I don't know. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh.
Still available.
Still. Probably the Jets, right?
Jets, or is Denver still interested in him?
I'm sure Denver's interested, but everything I've been hearing is he'll probably stay with the Jets.
And if he doesn't resign with the Jets, it's back to, who's the guy from West Virginia?
Oh.
That got punched in the face.
Smith, right?
Damn it.
God,
the guy from West Virginia, they got punched in the face. Geno Smith. And then there's Arian Foster still available. He hasn't signed anywhere yet, has he?
Nope, as far as I know.
Anquan Boldin still available.
Should just retire.
Yes, he should. Alfred Morris. Sneaky good. Yes?
No? Yes, yes, yes.
And Percy Harvin. I thought this guy, didn't he retire after all his headaches and stuff? Did he play with somebody last year?
No, I don't think he.
I don't understand why he's listed as a.
Well, he was with Buffalo for a while.
Was he?
But I don't.
LeGarrette Blount, he hasn't signed anywhere, has he?
No.
Another guy I wouldn't mind having. Reuben Randall.
Wouldn't mind him.
Zach Miller.
Oh, no, he signed tight end, right?
Oh, he did, yeah.
Chicago.
Oh, that's right.
Because then Chicago traded
Martellus
to, Patriots. So, just
now, speaking of, Jared Cook was in Green Bay.
He was, but nothing.
They didn't do anything?
And I wish they would.
Maybe if he would have played for Green Bay last year. RG3, still out there. He's talking to Cleveland, apparently.
Wow.
And Johnny Manziel just signed with a new agent, Drew Rosenhaus. I'm sure that'll get him on some great team. In other words,
you think Johnny's going to go somewhere?
I
do you think he's going to get signed?
I'm sure somebody will sign him. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Who would sign him though?
I don't know. Somebody that would needs a just somebody in the backup situation, maybe.
Wow,
I
wouldn't touch him.
I wouldn't either. So, in other words, after that list,
there's not a lot left.
Rattling the junk drawer, as they say. But my favorite move of the offseason is held by the team that has my head-scratching move of the offseason also.
Uh-oh.
You know, that move that makes you, that kind of makes you tilt your head like when you have a puppy dog and you call its name and it just. Speaking of, how is the puppy dog?
He's doing wonderful.
And I completely forgot his name again.
Oliver.
No, the real name.
Oh, no. Yeah. No,
what is it?
We'll skip that.
Seriously. I can't remember what it is.
Actually, right now, I can't think
of it. Oh, you lie.
It'll come to me.
All right. The Houston Texans made what I believe the signing of free agency when they signed Lamar Miller. I think Lamar Miller is going to be a stud this year.
Ooh.
Put that down.
Something we're going to talk about later,
maybe. Well, if he doesn't get drafted or kept, he may be one of my drafted players.
You think he? You're like late, aren't you?
Why?
Where are you? Where's your pick?
Oh yes. Well, you know, being that I almost won it all. No, I'm late in the first round.
That's what I thought.
You don't think he'll be there?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. Shoot. Then
you might get a guy like LeSean McCoy or something like that.
Isn't he going to be in jail?
I
Or did that all get just swept under the rug?
I think that got a little swept under the rug.
Then after signing Lamar Miller, they made the head-scratching move of the season when they spent tens of millions of dollars on a quarterback that played 7 games in his career.
Yep.
Brock Osweiler.
I know, what's the coach's name in Houston?
The guy from Penn State.
Yep. I know he's a quarterback guy. I mean,
he's a quarterback guy, but when is Houston going to learn that? How many quarterbacks have they had that have improved a thing?
I know, but I think Houston's desperate for
a quarterback.
But okay. I don't think they can wait for a rookie quarterback.
But isn't Ryan Fitzpatrick? Well, they had Ryan Fitzpatrick. And yeah, that experiment didn't work.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, right.
And they don't want to wait for a rookie quarterback. But isn't there other things available? There's nothing else available other than Brock Osweiler for $17 million.
I just can't believe the money he got.
I can't either for 7 games.
I mean, I don't mind them signing Brock. I just...
Yeah, but for 7 games.
Yeah.
It's like a Matt Flynn. In fact, didn't Matt... Wasn't I talking to you about Matt Flynn was making a joke about it?
Yeah, you told me that Matt Flynn's like, yeah, they did that for me too or something.
Oh, man. And in other free agency news, not necessarily fantasy-centric, but interesting to me nonetheless.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't understand the wording of what he did.
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Green Bay Packer defensive lineman B.J. Raji said he is taking a hiatus from football. What the hell does... I mean, I know what hiatus means,
right.
But does he really think he can go away from the team for... A year or two?
No, because he's going to eat himself. I mean,
he's gonna Eddie Lacy himself.
He's going to be eating the gummy bears.
and how's he going to be used? I think it was just a creative way for him to use some $17 word rather than saying I'm retiring.
Right.
There's no way he's going to take a year off and come back and be useful.
I mean, I didn't do any homework here, but no. You can't name, I mean, could you name somebody that took a hiatus? And came back?
I mean, other than a quarterback, maybe.
Yeah.
And they only came back because they were needed.
So is a lot of this, do you think this has to do with health issues or...
No, or I was kind of reading that he was, it's a family thing. He wanted to be around the family or it was something weird. Like he had I don't know if he has kids or not, but I thought it was something he was working on. You know, he had been away from his family for so long, blah, 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 something like that.
You're an NFL football player.
Yeah, that's
your
job.
You can afford to have your family come around by you.
Exactly. Like the player for the Chicago White Sox who got told, hey, you can't have your kid in the locker room anymore.
Yeah. What a baby. You expect nothing from the White Sox.
Yeah. Other news, Steelers wide receiver Martavis Bryant has been suspended by the NFL for 1 season for substance abuse.
Oh, that changes something for me.
Yeah, you might want to take him off your list.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Martavis Bryant. Here's an odd question I have about NFL players. Dude, you can't keep the ganja out of your pocket or out of your system? What are you, 14?
They all know when the test is coming, too. I mean, it's...
Didn't he miss games last year because of drugs?
Yeah, I think
didn't he
did.
Didn't he miss first 4 games?
First 4 games.
Dude, grow up. You're making millions and millions of dollars.
I don't know why they can't figure that out. I don't. That goes back to the rookies or the guys coming, you know, in the draft.
Yeah.
You know when they're going to test you.
And you know they're going to test you.
You're right. But... There's always an idiot out there that...
And who was the rookie that actually...
Gregory got Randy...
No, but this year, wasn't there a rookie at the combine that...
Yeah, Randy Gregory, wasn't
it? No, that was last year. The guy that signed with Dallas.
And got released. I thought that's who you're...
No, I think there was somebody, and again, I could be wrong, could be disparaging some players out there, but I thought there was a player that tested for something in this year's... Oh, it was a quarterback, Dak Prescott.
Really?
Yes.
What an idiot.
And here's the thing, too. It's like, I don't feel bad for the Pittsburgh Steelers at all in this. I mean, they knew when they drafted Bryant that he was a drugger.
You can't tell me with all the questions they...
Yeah. I mean, they knew that when they drafted him. And in the wake of the development, One of Brian's agents, Brian Fetner, told USA Today on Saturday that Brian plans to check into rehab and undergo evaluation for depression. You know, it's not his fault that he's just a dumb toker.
Right.
He's got depression.
Oh, of course.
His agent said, quote, "We're all stunned, me included." You knew from his rookie season that he was a druggie, that he was a smoker. He loved the marijuana. Fenner said, "We clearly miscalculated the issue. His isn't a party issue. It's a coping issue and a depression issue, and he's got to take care of it."
He's so depressed because he's going to be a multimillionaire.
I can't make it through a night without my bong, my college bong that lasted the trip over to Pittsburgh.
I mean, wouldn't you agree? I mean, this kid had so much potential that
he was an amazing receiver.
That he was going to be making big bucks.
Yeah.
A la Josh Gordon, who's...
Josh Gordon, who's trying to get back in the league again.
Yeah, he should be...
Oh, man. Mark Sanchez was brought into the Broncos organization, and his goal is to be the Broncos starter. On the other hand, John Elway clearly doesn't think that that's a given.
Really?
Elway tweeted that this was merely the first step in our process, which means they are planning on bringing in more options at the quarterback position. Reports that they are trying to get Colin Kaepernick for a fourth-round pick.
That
I don't know if that's
high.
Falling apart.
That seems high.
Yeah. Frisco wants more. There are also reports that they're in talks with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Will Mark Sanchez be the starting quarterback for Denver this season?
I'd say yes.
You do?
I think so, yeah.
So that means then the answer to my next question is yes, that he'll make the final roster.
Oh, of course. Don't you?
So? I don't know.
I thought he played.
But they didn't trade for him. They just signed him.
Right. Yeah. I think he'll be fine. I mean, he's better than Colin Kaepernick. He's better than RG3.
Mm-hmm.
The two other guys out there.
I guess. He's better than Manziel.
That's a given.
Speaking of, as we mentioned, Manziel was waived by the Browns, and he had cleared waivers. Nobody picked him up. Surprising?
Well, I mean, I think...
Will he be on a team this year?
I think it's surprising because everything pointed towards Dallas, right? I mean...
Yeah, Dallas said, no, we don't want him from the beginning.
We're good.
We're okay with one-shouldered Romo here.
Yeah.
Martellus Bennett has been traded to the Patriots. He is going to learn while spending most of his time on the bench behind Gronk.
I mean, they got their Aaron Hernandez now.
Yeah,
right?
They got Aaron Hernandez back, right?
I mean, that's...
Well, in Martellus Bennett.
Not a killer.
the purple, what does he call himself? The purple unicorn? Martellus Bennett?
And why is that?
I don't know. He likes comic books and shit, or stuff like that. I think he calls himself the purple unicorn. I got that while listening to the score.
Did you give up swearing?
I didn't. I'm just trying to keep this family. In other news, it is reported that the competition committee is expected to pass a rule making ejections automatic after two personal fouls. They still must decide on which personal fouls they are going to be, but expect fewer than five of them to apply. Do you doubt or do you think there will ever really be a person automatically ejected?
No.
Or do you think this is going to be one of the things where, oh, like in the NBA, where we can't call that penalty because that's one of the...
That's exactly how I would say it's probably going to happen.
All right. And then here are the other rules committee rules that are up for votes. From the competitions committee, permanently moves the line of scrimmage for tries to the 15-yard line for extra points.
Did you like that?
I didn't mind it. I mean, makes kickers more important.
Did we do our homework? How many misses were there? Or
not enough for me to care.
Oh, okay.
Not enough for me to say, we got to put that back.
As long as Mason hits him.
Right. Another guy we signed back.
Oh, that's
right. The Packers
that's
signed.
Right. That's right.
The other one was permitting the offensive defensive play callers on the coaching staffs to use the coach-to-player communication system, regardless of whether they are on the field or in the coach's booth. Meaning, I think that means that more than one person can talk to the players that have the system in their head.
So there's still only one player that gets the...
I think so. One on defense and the quarterback, right?
But now it's... Yeah.
They're going to make all chop blocks illegal. Good.
I thought they did that already.
Yeah, apparently.
They shouldn't.
Another one that disqualifies a player who is penalized twice. That's the one that we talked about for unsportsmanlike conduct. Changes the spot of the next snap after a touchback from the 20-yard line to the 25-yard line, just like in college.
I did not know that.
Yep. They're my little Christmas list where I was saying you need to be more like college football on some of these things. Coming into play.
So what's their thought on, I mean.
They want fewer kickoff returns. Less chance to get hurt and all that. Rather than somebody catching it 5 yards deep in the end zone and trying to run it back, saying, right. Oh, I'll just take it here and we'll take it at 25. Baltimore put in a rule change because they are still whining about the game between them and New England to require players to wear jersey vests with numbers appropriate for their positions. So when a lineman comes in and...
So in New England?
ineligible number, they have to wear one of the 80s. Another one from Baltimore. Provide each team with 3 challenges and expand reviewable plays. This one I like.
I do, yep.
Where make more like Canadian football, where you can challenge pass interference calls.
Oh, I didn't know they're going to allow that? Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're going to allow that in the NFL, but that's what they do in the...
I just think my biggest thing is if you win a challenge, I think you should
get another one.
Get another
you
challenge.
Should, yeah, you should be able to. You get 2 challenges
because wasn't
and as long as you get a challenge right, you should be able to keep challenging.
Because what
until you get 2 wrong?
What playoff game that somebody wasted 2 challenges
right at the beginning of the first quarter?
Yeah, they wasted 2 challenges and they were done.
Yep. A rule change proposal from Buffalo to permit a coach to challenge an official's decision except for scoring plays and turnovers. Because those are already reviewed.
Reviewed, right.
So they can challenge anything. Carolina put one in to expand the definition of intentional grounding. Because they didn't like the John Peyton Manning thing from the Super Bowl. They don't like the... And this is one of the things I was bitching about, too. And actually, I'm actually on Carolina's side on this. But even though Cam Newton's one of the biggest...
Wow.
Biggest breakers of this rule. But I think the whole grounding thing, they made the wording too mealy-mouthed. It needs to be beyond the line of scrimmage. You know, when they're outside the pocket.
Right.
It always used to be it has to get to or beyond the line of scrimmage. Now the wording is around the line of scrimmage.
Scrimmage, right.
So if it's close. And I
think it's got to be passed.
Yep. Kansas City. To add penalty yards to the distance needed to gain a first down. So instead of when there's a penalty, say when you can't move them back the full 5 or 10 yards.
Oh,
so like, say you go back 2 yards, add the other 3 yards onto the distance you need for the first down. So that instead of getting a 5-yard penalty, that's 2 yards.
Well, yeah, because I mean, if you got somebody backed up.
Yeah. And they keep false starting or something. Right. And you're backing up 3 inches. Add the 5. I like that too.
I like that.
Another one from Kansas City. Prohibit quarterbacks from falling to the ground, getting up, and throwing a forward pass. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Washington to eliminate overtime periods in preseason games. I don't mind that.
I don't mind that at all.
And another one from Washington to subject personal foul penalties to instant replay. I like that too. That's it's the one when in college when they kick players out for targeting, they always review it first.
Right.
Competition committee expands the horse collar rule to include when a defender grabs the jersey at the nameplate or above and pulls the runner to the ground. So now they can't just grab the jersey where that technically isn't a horse collar.
No, it's not.
You have to be in the...
You got to be in that shoulder pad.
Yep. So now it's going to be include the jersey. And finally, make it a foul for delay of game when a team attempts to call a timeout when it is not permitted to do so. I thought...
Like Chris Webber?
Well, yeah, but that you get a technical foul for that.
Right.
In NFL, if you don't have a timeout and you're calling timeout, don't they just not give you the timeout?
I would think so, yeah.
So, all right. That's it. The other two that are really kind of
I heard that they weren't gonna expound upon what is a catch and what is not a catch.
No, nope, it's gonna be what it is.
Yep, they're not gonna
catch
say
is a catch.
They're not gonna say it anything about it anymore.
We're done with this. And then finally, we got to talk about the Hall of Fame candidates.
Yes.
Coming up for 2022. I know it's a way off. And speaking of this, can I just vent on something?
Sure.
I forgot to do this at the beginning.
That's right.
Speaking of Hall of Fame, 8 years ago.
Hold on. I got to sit back and just listen.
Okay. 8 years ago, when Brett Favre first retired from the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Our goal was to be there at the Hall of Fame induction in Canton, Ohio.
And there was no way we were going to miss
it. We were going to miss this.
Yes.
And we were doing well on that. In fact, I had, in November, I did what I thought was purchase tickets for this stupid event. And
I was excited.
Only to find out when I went to look at the paperwork so I could put in my request for vacation through work that I didn't purchase shit. I purchased a spot in line to purchase tickets.
Which,
even though, and if I would have read, and part of this is my fault, but part of this is bad advertising from the NFL Hall of Fame. Because on the paperwork that I got when I made the purchase of the four tickets for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, it said, "Congratulations on your purchase for tickets for the Hall of Fame weekend."
Right.
"Your tickets are, we'll call, and they will be at the window. Show us an ID and the card you use to purchase tickets, and you have your tickets." Boom.
Boom.
So I read that when I made the purchase, and I thought, cool, we got our tickets. Then when I went to look at the paperwork again to find out when I need to ask off from work for vacation, I noticed below that it said, "In January, you will receive an email notifying you when you can purchase tickets." I'm like, well, I already purchased tickets. I said, no. It says on there, "You purchased a guarantee to purchase tickets." What?
Well, and did you look any more into you're guaranteed to purchase? What was the price?
I don't know, because I was so angry when I called the NFL. Because right on the paperwork that I had, it said, "General admission."
Right.
We had never been to this before. I mean,
right. No, this would have been our first
time there. So I thought all tickets were general admission. I mean, you don't.
Right.
For all the events. So I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. General admission. We'll get there. We'll sit where we sit.
Yeah.
No. So I called the Hall of Fame, and the gentleman that I was talking to, I think he was 18 years old.
What a nice guy he was. Right?
Very nice guy. He was saying, well, I can. I mean, you have a guarantee to purchase tickets. And I'm like, okay, this is March.
Right.
What's left from January? Am I even going to be able to get four tickets together? Well, I can look and see. I said, you want me to look? I'm like, wait, are you saying that I'm going to need to give you more than the money I've already given you for the tickets I thought I already purchased, that you sent me a paperwork saying you already purchased? He said, well, it depends where you want to sit. I'm like, you're kidding me. I have a piece of paper here that says I already purchased tickets. If I would have showed up in August, I would have been pissed.
How?
Bringing this paper with my order number, like you said I need, and all my stuff with a paperwork that says I have tickets at will call, only to find out, no, all you have are tickets to purchase tickets.
And can you imagine the shit we would give you? Us guys,
oh,
Chet,
man.
And Brian, and I.
And I you would have, it would have been all legit.
Oh, your blood pressure would have been skyrocketing.
Driving all the way to Canton. The only thing worth anything in Canton is the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Anyways, enough of that.
But I want to say this, because I never said it when you first told me, mm-hmm, $65. And then a week later, or a couple weeks later, you said, oh, by the way, should we stay two or an extra day?
Should we stay an extra day because
the Packers are playing? And I'm like,
when I first purchased them, all I thought we were going to do was go to the Hall of Fame induction.
Right. And didn't you say there's a concert too?
There's a concert the night before. So on Friday, there's a concert with Tim McGraw.
Oh.
Tickets. We had tickets for that, general admission.
We did for
That's what I had purchased. That's what it said I had purchased.
Right.
Tickets for the Hall of Fame weekend. Then we had tickets, general admission tickets for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yeah.
And then we had general admission tickets for the Hall of Fame game.
And
but we were going to stay for that because it's like, who wants to go to see a preseason game?
Right.
Only to find out that it was going to be now the Packers versus the Colts.
Right. Which would have been.
And so I call everybody and I say, hey, do you want to stay another night for the Hall of Fame game? Which means I would have had to, and I worked ahead of time and ordered or reserved our hotel
room. You got the rooms? And
Reserved our hotel room in some other city, not Canton, but close to.
Somewhere.
Like one of somewhere, Helltown in Ohio. When I made those reservations, it was $89 a night for the hotel room.
Which I thought was a steal, was too.
Perfect, yeah. So I call back when when we started all this talking about the whole tickets. And I said, hey, I need to extend my reservation for one night. The gentleman at the reservation desk at the hotel then proceeds to tell me that, well, since we're changing your reservation, we have to get rid of that old reservation and do a new reservation for three nights instead of two. I'm like, okay. Only to find out that now that it's Hall of Fame weekend when...
And what are the rates?
$250 a night. That so from sounds... $89 to $250 a night. But highway robbery, you think?
I think.
Taking advantage?
Well, when you first, like I said, I go back to the original, I'm thinking to myself, $65, we're going to go to a concert.
Well, yeah, if we wanted to.
Well, yeah. Right. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that, in my head, that's got to be, and now I found it's Tim McGraw, I'm thinking that's got to be a minimum of $40 for a ticket.
Right.
Well, then you said we get to go to the ceremony and... Mm-hmm. Had to think
but
that
but
would
I'm
be...
thinking everything was general admission. So right. It's like you don't have seats. You sit wherever you can find seats.
And then you said we got to go to a preseason game, and I'm thinking...
But again, general admission, it's a stupid little high school stadium, right?
I know, but I just thought, wow, we were getting...
What did I know? I never purchased these things
before. Well, I know, and I appreciate you doing the work for it.
Yeah, what work?
My blood pressure...
I let them borrow my money for... few months
I'd be
from November to January or February,
and they appreciate it. I'm sure the NFL will take any money they can get.
They weren't sure that they were going to be able to give me my money back. I said, you're going to give me my money back because this is false advertising. I'd like to speak with your manager, please, because then I'm going to let him know he's going to be speaking with my attorney.
And that made me feel so good when you said that to me, because that sounds like something I would totally say.
Oh,
you're giving me my money back.
Yeah, or you're going to be meeting my Jewish attorney.
There you go.
But anyways, back to the thing that started all this, the 2022 Hall of Fame inductees so far.
Yes.
That are available. And I got four of them, and there might be... A couple more. Let me know if I got them all. Marshawn Lynch.
Yep.
Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Charles Woodson.
Yep.
Reggie Wayne.
Oh, I forgot about Reggie.
Who else am I missing?
Okay, Calvin.
Oh, Calvin Johnson. That's right, Megatron.
And Jared Allen.
Jared Allen. Okay. Calvin Johnson. So, Marshawn Lynch. First ballot?
No.
Does he belong in the Hall of Fame?
I'd have to look at the numbers, but right now I would say no.
Okay, I agree with you on both of those. Peyton Manning, obviously first ballot.
Yep.
First ballot. Charles Woodson, obviously first ballot. Reggie Wayne, not first ballot?
Not first ballot, but...
But you think he belongs in there?
I think he'll get in there.
Calvin Johnson, not first ballot?
Definitely not first ballot.
But you think he belongs in there? Because I don't think I agree with you on this one.
I can go either way. If you told me he's not, I'd be like, whatever. And okay. If you told me he was, I'm like, yeah.
And Jared Allen, not first ballot.
But we'll probably get in.
You think you will?
So yeah.
That's the one I don't think you should be.
Earlier in your conversations, you brought up Anquan Boldin.
Yeah.
If he doesn't make a team and retires, he's probably going to be on this list.
On that list, too. No, not first ballot. I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
At all.
For what? Having his face busted?
I don't know. I guess I want to know where he is on the list.
Oh, as far as stats?
Yeah. He's been to two Super Bowls, lost.
Was one with Baltimore, right?
One with Baltimore.
One with Arizona?
Yes.
And he won one?
No, I think the Arizona didn't win that one, right?
No, but Baltimore did.
Oh, that's right, because they beat San Francisco. That's right. So, and he was a... vital importance to in that game.
Yeah, but they had an amazing quarterback. Joe Flacco.
Well,
yeah, I don't. I
just ask Mike Wallace.
Oh, yeah, Mike Wallace loves Joe. Loves him some Joe Wallace now that he's a Baltimore Raven.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I wrote down
Anquan Boldin.
Pickier than most people. I'm very picky, actually, I think.
You think him more so than Calvin Johnson, if you would have to?
Anquan?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he actually did something.
Yeah, he's actually...
Won something? Yeah, championships mean something, I guess.
And like I said, I don't know the numbers. I didn't do my research.
Which means Marshawn Lynch would end up then. Oh, God.
Yeah, but I don't... What did... He was part of
Seattle.
Yeah.
But he was also part of some losses, right? Two losses.
One with Seattle. One loss. Yeah.
Nothing with Buffalo. He didn't do anything.
Yeah. That's what I mean. He didn't do anything at all with Buffalo.
Yeah. All right.
So, that was fun.
Yeah. Any other news and notes you need to discuss?
That's it.
All right. Well, let's get into another little fun thing that we talked about. All right. But first, the news sounder. And with the news done, it's time for our next segment, which is our off-season discussion of the guys we think are going to be the breakout players this year.
Some predictions.
Some predictions and our sophomore surprise for 2016. So last year's rookies that we think are going to just light it up rather than be, you know, the sophomore slump.
Right.
And then finally, our disappointments for 2016. The three guys that we think are going to be the big disappointment. And these are one from each position. Quarterback, running back, receiver. What?
Well, you know me. I can't just do one.
So. Yeah, I know. We have a tie.
Yes.
So let's start with breakout players. Your breakout player at quarterback for 2016.
Well, once again, I was...
You have two.
I have two.
Okay.
And I really had to think about it, and it just seemed like no-brainers. The two guys that are going to have breakout years are two guys that were injured.
Okay.
Andrew Luck. I mean, he can only...
Get better?
Well,
because he was terrible last year.
Well, he...
Even when he wasn't hurt.
Right. But if you ask Wayne, he scored as many fantasy points as...
You need to let that... Speaking of letting that go. Jeez.
And then the other guy, I was looking at some stats last year, and Ben Roethlisberger, I think, is going to have...
He's going to be better than what he was last year?
Well, if he plays all 16 games, do you...
Oh.
I mean, he missed a...
Missed a few games, but now he's missing a receiver.
Well, that's true, but that receiver didn't do a whole lot for him. So, no, those would be my two guys.
Your two guys.
Oh, yeah, my one guy. I mean, I'm sorry.
My guy, breakout player of the year at quarterback, is going to be Derek Carr from the Oakland Raiders.
Let's see, that's a nice pick.
He just continues to impress as a signal caller. He didn't have any weapons in his first year, and with improved weapons in his second year, he improved markedly. The way you would expect him to. 53 touchdown passes in his first two seasons as a pro are second only to Dan Marino's record of 68 touchdown passes. I was not even aware of that. He should easily be a top 12 quarterback in 2016. Agree? No?
No, I like him. I mean, I went the easy way. I went with the guys that were injured.
You guys that were injured there.
Yeah, but now I want to back up a little of my stats here.
Okay, all right.
Ben Roethlisberger, 11 games.
Oh, wow. I thought he played more than 11
that's
games.
That's why I wrote it down the first time, but I didn't write the stats. So, 11 games, over 3,900 yards.
Wow.
21 touchdowns. I don't know if he had any more rushing or, like, you know, the quarterback sneak things. Pretty high on the interceptions.
it would have to be a quarterback sneak because he ain't running very far.
No. I mean, he did have a high of 16 interceptions, which obviously would probably go up, too, if he would have played.
But they threw a lot, though.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have a running back.
But, I mean, I'm telling you, that could be, and he was, yardage-wise, he was a top, sorry for doing this, I'm on the air. He was, where did it go? Top 14 quarterback.
In the NFL.
In the NFL. And he's easily going to be.
Yeah, if he plays all 16.
He's easily top five.
Well, okay. I'd give you top 10.
Well, let's look at some of the guys that are ahead of him. Do you think Kirk Cousins going to have the year that?
No.
Okay. Jameis Winston, is he going to have?
No.
Well, now Derek Carr, you think is.
I think Derek Carr will be top 12.
Okay. Ryan Tannehill was ahead of him.
They got more weapons now this year. Okay. Ryan Tannehill might be a surprise. I don't know if he'll be ahead of. I don't think he'll be ahead of Ben Roethlisberger, though, if Ben plays 16 games.
Matt Stafford.
No.
Okay. Eli Manning.
New head coach. No.
Carson Palmer.
No. Maybe he will be.
Drew Brees? I mean, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees might, yes.
I think he's easily going to be, because he's been top five quarterbacks in years past.
All right. Well, I'll let it go.
Okay.
And
Andrew Luck, obviously.
Same top five. That's ballsy.
Well.
You know me.
Aaron Rodgers isn't even there, so.
Oh, stop already.
Okay.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers.
Huh?
Have you been watching? You don't watch Bachelor to Bachelorette. You're not part of the nation.
No, I'm out of that.
Next season,
I'm a man.
Bachelorette, Aaron Rodgers' brother, Jordan Rodgers, is going to be
probably the better of the two quarterbacks.
A contestant. Stop. Vanderbilt, stop it. All right, next up, your breakout player at running back.
Okay, once again, I cheated.
You got two. Okay.
And I went with the obvious.
A guy that was hurt?
Yep.
Le'Veon Bell. Okay.
And Eddie Lacy. I think Eddie.
Eddie Lacy apparently is doing P90X.
I heard he's looking amazing.
I hope so. I hope it doesn't make him fragile, though.
I feel like he's going to have a breakout year because I believe this is the last year.
It's his contract year. Oh.
So I kind of cheated on those two.
Well, that's all right. My breakout player at running back, you probably noticed this from the news, but Lamar Miller, Houston Texans.
Yeah, you told me that earlier.
Mentioned in news and notes, I believe this is the best free agent move of the offseason by any team. Best free agent move. He finished last season with the Dolphins with 872 rushing yards, 397 yards receiving, and 10 total touchdowns. And that was with a team that couldn't decide what they wanted to do at the position of running back.
Okay.
The reports were that Miller was growing tired of being underutilized in the Dolphins' offense. He said of Houston's offense, "I know this offense. They get their running backs involved," Miller said. "I just wanted to be part of that. I feel like with my skill set, I can help this offense." And now he's on a team that made an undrafted Arian Foster look like an all-star.
Right.
And that was with a horrible offensive line and tons of injuries on Foster's part.
Right.
You put Lamar Miller in that position.
You're thinking.
Oh, he's going to be stud. He was a 25th ranked running back in the NFL last year. I'm going to say top 15 this year.
Top 15. That's a pretty big jump for him.
10 positions. Yeah. Lamar Miller. Ex-Miami Dolphin.
So, and now I'm, once again, because I always cheat and I always bring up. What do you think of DeMarco Murray
in Tennessee? I think it helps Marcus Mariota, which we'll get to when it comes to sophomore.
I've kind of figured that. I actually think he was going to be my outside choice. I forgot to write him down.
Your third option?
Because I got to have more than one. I think if he stays healthy, he can only help Marcus play better.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I think they're going to also feed him the ball.
Yeah.
Unless David Cobb comes back or has a good sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore year.
Sophomore year.
Yes, I like that. I liked him going there. And like DeMarco said, he goes, it was like I took a year off. And then your breakout player at receiver.
Isn't much of a breakout.
You have three of them?
I have three of them, yeah. Okay. Good call.
Wow.
You know me really well. One shouldn't be a surprise.
Okay.
I'm going with the injury.
Well, it's got to be injury thing, so it's got to be Dez Bryant.
Oh, see, no. I got four. I forgot all about Dez. Injury.
Who else was injured? The senior.
White guy.
Oh, white guy. Oh, Jordy Nelson.
Oh, yes.
Oh. I'm thinking a guy from Baltimore who was going to retire. But
oh, no. He's, no. No, he will not have a breakout year. He's...
Done?
Yeah, he's
Okay, so I got...
He'll be nice.
I got two of your four.
Yes. Well, and then I think Odell Beckham Jr. is going to have a better year than what he had this past year.
Okay.
And my fourth guy goes along with Jordy. I think Randall Cobb will have a much better year
with Jordy,
with Jordy there.
I hope so. Because I'm still trying to decide if I want to keep three receivers, being Jordy, Jimmy Graham, Gronk, or if I want to keep...
You mean Randall Cobb?
Randall Cobb. Or if I want to keep Randall Cobb and Gronk and then...
Keep your running back?
One of my running backs, Latavius Murray.
Even though I think Oakland's looking at another running back?
Shh.
But so what do you think?
I mean, those are pretty easy picks. No, I'm seriously. I mean,
well, Cobb, I thought I'd give
the
you
the Cobb one is probably the better of the four, because it you're talking about. I mean, it's easy to say anybody that was injured is going to have a better
year. Right. But with Jordy back,
oh yeah,
I Cobb should be.
I hope you're right. My breakout player at receiver is actually a tight end.
Jimmy Graham.
Kobe Fleener, New Orleans Saints. Kobe has made his move to New Orleans, where he will finally be properly utilized as a top-notch tight end. We're talking about a guy who is 6'6", 250 pounds. This guy should easily be catching passes like the Gronkster.
So breakout, what are you expecting?
Meaning,
are we talking top five?
I actually have this coming in here. He wasn't properly utilized in Indianapolis. He was on a team that didn't throw tight ends.
I would agree with that. And
didn't have a quarterback, especially last year.
Right.
And I would have thought that when he first went there, because Luck and Fleener played at the same university.
Right.
And they were drafted the same year. I look for him to go from an average of 45 receptions to easily over 55 receptions. And 95 targets next year, with going to the Saints, where Drew Brees, one of the most accurate passers in the league, gets him the ball a lot, like they did when Jimmy Graham was there.
I guess I feel like you and I should have sat down, talked, or defined breakout.
Breakout just better than what they did last year. Guys that are going to break out and do better than expected. Well, you have that.
Well, no, I agree, but I just Kobe Fleener. I mean. The four guys I have on my list, arguably could be top 10, all four of them.
I think Kobe Fleener would be, I mean, he was number 14 tight end in 2015.
So you're thinking.
I think he'll be easily top 10 tight end.
Okay. Because, I mean, obviously, if Gronk stays healthy.
Gronkster.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce, I think he might actually fall down a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Who's the other big stud?
Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen, another guy. I don't think he's going to be that great this year. I don't.
Okay.
I mean, God, he had one season.
What do you mean? He's had...
Who are the other big... What do you mean? No, seriously.
I think
first season he's been the monster that he is.
No, I think he's been...
Who's the other big... The guy from Washington, Jared Cook?
No. The guy that helped Randy through, Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed.
So
top. Jimmy Graham might come back, depending on. But seeing this is the thing. Jimmy Graham was a stud in New Orleans. Then he went to a team that doesn't utilize a tight end the way New Orleans does.
But everybody was so excited about him going to Seattle, and
I know.
And that's typical of the NFL. Is everything points to the guy having a great year
because they're that person,
right?
Yeah,
and. They suck.
And I may have just talked myself out of keeping Jimmy Graham.
I think you're right.
Our sophomore surprises. These are the guys who were rookies last year, and then usually a rookie has a sophomore slump in their second year isn't as good as their first year. But these are three position players, on your case, probably more.
Of course.
Who are going to change that mindset and actually light it up for their sophomore season. At quarterback, you have who?
A tie. Well, actually, it's going to end up being a tie because I shouldn't even say Jameis Winston's going to have a better year. I think he's not going to do any worse than what
he's going to be the same.
Maybe a little better with a full didn't Mike Evans, wasn't he out a little bit?
Yeah.
So I think he's going to have a solid wide receiver to throw to.
And speaking of Jameis, did I tell you that Henry wants in on our bet?
Yeah, I read
he goes,
that.
Can I get in on that bet?
It's like, yeah. Usually you try to get in on the bet when...
No, I'll let him in because I think I'm going to win that one. This is the bet where I think he's going to be out of football within 5 years. I'll let him in on that.
You're going to let him in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. And
that's two $5 bets I'll win.
Wow. I almost want to double up my bet. What signs are you seeing that you think he's going to be out of the NFL?
I think he was a nice little schoolboy this last year because he was being watched so well.
Okay.
As soon as everybody just kind of forgets that, then wait, Jameis Winston is a douchebag, then all of a sudden the old Jameis is going to come out. It's like, I don't want to compare this. I'm not saying Jameis Winston is a child molester. But usually sexual predators, once you let them out of jail.
Right. Typically.
Not, I shouldn't say always, but typically, more than likely.
Right.
Go back and
wow,
do what they got in jail for in the first place. I think the same thing's going to happen with Jameis. Once a douchebag criminal, always a douchebag criminal.
Ah,
well, 4 years left for me to be right.
It's four. That's right. And so obviously I'm thinking Jameis is going to be about the same.
Okay.
Then I mean, obviously it's got to be Marcus. Marcus, yeah, I mean, can only other... he can only get be better because he missed.
My guy was also Marcus Mariota, Tennessee Titans.
Shocking.
But I was actually, you're going to be impressed with my lists on these things.
Okay. I'm impressed because you could only pick, you did.
I only did one.
You did what the rules stated.
Marcus Mariota, he missed 5 games last season due to his injury. Otherwise, he would have clearly been the number one quarterback rookie in the NFL. This year, he has more weapons at his disposal, including, as we talked about, DeMarco Murray and receiver Rishard Matthews from Miami.
Okay.
If they can make a splash on the offensive line in the draft, Mariota should be able to be protected better and use the weapons that he now has. I look for him to finish 2016 with, you ready for this?
Okay.
3,500 yards passing, 15 passing touchdowns, and 6-plus rushing touchdowns.
Okay, so now since I didn't do any homework,
mm-hmm.
Besides Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston,
I don't think there were any other rookie running quarterbacks.
And there's no one that's looking like they're going to take.
I mean, there would have been Johnny Manziel.
Right.
Right?
No.
No, Johnny Manziel's 2 years, right?
2 years, yeah. Was his second year.
Could have been a rookie.
Well, Brock Osweiler, technically, this would be his.
No, he was. His third year.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He hasn't played.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if he. No, he can't be considered.
Okay, I just wasn't sure.
Play. Your sophomore surprise at running back. How many do you have for this?
Yes.
Two?
Oh.
Three?
Think about it. Three.
Four.
Three.
It's going to be Todd Gurley.
Well, and no.
You don't have Todd Gurley?
No. I think Todd Gurley.
Is going to fall down?
He might be added to my other list. Okay. So I have Amir Abdullah.
Okay.
I think he's going to have a much better year.
Now that, didn't they lose one of their running backs? Didn't,
Joik, they
Joik
cut,
is gone.
They cut Joik.
All right.
I think they might have picked somebody up.
The ex-USC guy is gone. Well, he was gone anyway. He was in Frisco.
Yeah, Reggie. So the other guy that I know for sure is going to be a stud,
mm-hmm.
David Johnson.
Okay.
I thought he played.
Still trying to trade him, aren't you?
I'm trying. Actually, I'm going to end up having to keep him because he's
going to be a stud.
I think he is. I mean, look what he did at the end of the year.
No, you're right.
They let Chris Johnson
very
go.
Surprising. Yep.
Chris Johnson's going. I forgot where he was.
Chris Johnson is still. Oh, I should have had him on my list.
Yeah,
I don't
he
think
just
he's been signed.
No, I thought he was at
trying out somewhere.
He tried out somewhere, but I thought he got signed there. But okay. And this guy, I think he's going to be a second-year guy.
Uh-huh.
The guy down in Chicago.
Jeremy Langford.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be
a
sophomore?
Yeah, Michigan State.
Yep.
He was a rookie last year.
I mean, Forte's gone.
Yep.
He didn't go to Green Bay like everybody said he was going to go to.
Damn. Well, that's really? My guy also. Jeremy Langford, Chicago Bears.
Did you really think Forte?
I thought that would have been spectacular. Then they could have gotten rid of James Starks.
Wow.
But, yeah, my sophomore surprise, Jeremy Langford. Matt Forte now in New York. It looks like it's his job to lose.
Hey, since Latavius Murray's not going to... He's going to be splitting time with...
You want me to trade to David Johnson?
No, I want you to... If you want, I got Jeremy Langford, too.
No. No. But let's face it. The Bears are going to need a big-time running back this year.
Right.
Because I don't know if they lost their tight end.
They got...
But they signed... What's his name? Zach?
Zach Miller. They still have... Well, they tendered a franchise tag on... The big guy receiver.
Alshon.
Alshon.
Yeah, but was hurt last year too.
Right.
Kevin White has improved anything that he can even play.
He can't even stay healthy. Yeah.
And Jay Cutler wasn't very good even with the guy that they brought in last year to be the quarterback whisperer, Adam Gase.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Is it Adam Gase or am I mixing him up with somebody else? The guy that went to Miami is their head coach now.
Oh, that's right. Adam Gase went too.
Yeah.
That's right.
So he's gone. I like Langford to end the season doubling his 2015 output. I mean, obviously, because he's going to play more games.
Did you hear that, Chris? Jeremy Langford's going to be a stud.
That would put him over the 1,000-yard mark. And I also like him to more than double his touchdowns now that their offense is so much more limited passing-wise. I think there's... Jeremy, see, I shouldn't be saying this because you might keep Jeremy Langford now.
Oh, no. Maybe. Maybe I better say that just to get a stock. What do you think of Ameer Abdullah? Do you think he's going to have a better year than...
Yeah, I completely forgot about him. That would have been another one of my picks I would have used. The guy who I was so high on last year.
Right.
All these Big Ten running backs.
But you made a good choice because didn't you...
I traded him.
Yeah, to me. And I thought I was going to get a hell of a deal, and he didn't do anything.
Trade him at the right time.
But how did you get Jeremy Langford, Ameer Abdullah? I thought you were...
I drafted him.
Right, in the second round?
Second round, because I was going to take...
That's right. That's
Tom
where
Brady.
Right.
And I didn't.
That's right.
Because I figured, he'll be there in the third round or fourth round.
All right.
Your sophomore surprise at receiver.
It's not much of a surprise. I think you picked the quarterback as your breakout.
Oh, I'm going Dorial Green Beckham?
No, I'm going to Amari Cooper is going to have him.
Oh, the other quarterback. Okay. Amari Cooper. Yep. Yeah, I was stuck between him and the guy I picked.
Oh, Beckham Jr. or Dorial Green Beckham?
No.
Oh. No. I think Amari had a kind of ran out of gas at the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. And he was the only guy there.
And I know Derek had a injury towards the end, so I think they really love Amari Cooper, and I think he's going to definitely be 14 touchdowns, 12, 13, 100 yards, 80 receptions.
Yeah, would be nice. My guy, sophomore surprise, Tyler Lockett, Seattle Seahawks. I was... outright impressed with him in 2015. And that was tough because I thought he was going to be a nothing. I thought he was going to be the same as Philip Dorsett, who was nothing, but was all this hype promising and everything.
Yep.
I think Lockett's upside wasn't even touched last year. I guess a chance to just outdo what he did last year. I project him 70 catches, close to 1,000 yards. And in touchdowns he gets from receptions, rushing, and kick returns.
Yeah.
Quite possibly could be a low wide receiver one, high wide receiver two.
I could see that.
And receiver position.
I think who had him in our league?
I did.
And he pretty much saved your
life.
Yeah,
he saved my butt. Yeah. Except for the game where I didn't, was it him that I didn't play? I played somebody else thinking they would do better.
Right.
Which takes us to, speaking of losses, our disappointments, the guys that we think are going to be disappointments in 2016. At quarterback, you have how many?
Only one.
Oh, cool.
I stayed to my rules. I'm sure I could have thought of more, but
yep.
I went with Brock Osweiler. I thought it was a no-brainer. I just don't think... I think Houston overpaid for a guy who is just going to be an average quarterback at best. Mm-hmm. He's...
I agree with you 100%.
He's a poor man's Alex Smith, I would say.
Ooh. But Alex Smith, is going to have a better year than him.
Well, I think so. Well, that's what I said. That's why I think Brock's going to be very disappointing, because he's not going to be what Alex Smith was this year or this past year.
Right.
So that would be my quarterback.
My quarterback disappointment for this year?
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Jay Cutler.
No.
Jameis Winston.
No.
Oh, wait. Then it's got to be Cam.
Nope.
Wow.
Carson Palmer, Arizona Cardinals. You thought I was going to say Cam Newton, didn't you?
I really didn't think it was going to be Cam Newton.
It was just way too easy of a pick.
Well, and I think Carson's... I'm assuming you're going on the fact that he's...
I'm going on the fact...
He just can't perform like he's...
He's going to slow down. He slowed down at the end of last year.
Right, and he can't play as many games as
right.
he...
And then the thumb, he couldn't outlast the NFL Hall of Famer. Brett right. Favre would have busted thumb.
Right, exactly.
He didn't play very well at all at the end of the season. Just too old, immobile to make it through a full season. 2015 was his best statistical year of his 12 years in the league. And I look for him to revert back to 2009 Cincinnati Bengals type year, where we're talking less than 60 less completions, right. 500 less yards passing, and 15 or so less touchdowns. Hmm. I think he's going to be... I will not be drafting a Carson Palmer, even though I have him on my team right now.
Well, so you're definitely cutting.
I'm not keeping him.
Okay.
Your disappointment at running back.
I went with the obvious choice, the guy who has to beat up the cops, and I went with LeSean McCoy.
I thought you were going to go with D'Angelo Williams.
Well.
That would be way too easy.
That would be way too easy. He's, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I went with LeSean. Obviously, the guy's.
Do you think he's going to miss games?
I don't know, but I feel like he's just a dirt bag. And this is me trying to trade the guy yet, too. No, I just...
Yeah, I don't think you're going to do that. No.
If you watch the YouTube video of it, he clearly was punching the hell out of somebody.
Yeah, and a cop.
It's like...
I don't care what the cops did. You don't punch a cop.
Right, or didn't do. Like, they didn't say, hey, dude, you're punching a cop right now.
This is like one of those no-brainer things, kind of like... Should I smoke this blunt as a NFL wide receiver?
Right.
The answer should be the same as, hey, is this a good idea to beat up on a cop that did something with our champagne bottle?
Well, and let's just forget about a cop. You're a high-profile
people are watching you.
Running back. If you're at all thinking about punching somebody, it better be a better good reason than punching them because he took your drink out of your champagne bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean...
Get another champagne bottle.
Just walk,
it'll cost you less money away. And you'll be able to play more games.
Yeah, exactly.
My disappointment at running back, Doug Martin from Tampa Bay.
Ooh.
Did you realize he was the number two running back in the NFL last year?
That's right.
There's no way.
Well, I would agree, and then I could almost trump that with...
Trump?
Yeah. Devontae Freeman is not going to have.
Yeah.
He was the number one
right.
running back. There's no way.
Adrian Peterson.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Devontae Freeman
I'm going off of rushing yards.
Right. I'm basing on Devontae Freeman, the way he had played. There's no way he's going to.
Do the same?
Same thing.
I mean, again, this could have easily been D'Angelo Williams, but that's too easy.
That was way too easy.
Doug Martin. Not as good as the number two ranking that he had in the NFL.
No.
I mean, we're talking about a guy who has sandwiched two seasons of 400-plus rushing yards in between two seasons of 1,400 yards
right.
rushing.
Right,
would the real Doug Martin please stand up? Jesus.
Okay, Eminem. Sorry.
Slim Shady. All right, your receiver disappointment for this year.
Well, it was going to be Martavius Bryant until you said that he was out for the whole year.
Easy.
That was way too easy. I'm going to go with two guys. I just thought of a second guy.
Okay.
I'm going Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's...
You go from Peyton Manning to Mark Sanchez or whatever.
And Demaryius Thomas, I had so many drops last year, I thought.
Yes.
And the year before, at the end of the year before. I just don't think he's going to be the top 10 receiver that he's been in the past. And then the other guy, I think it's just a no-brainer. He's getting old, and I just don't think he can perform up to it. And you obviously think his quarterback's going to be...
You just took the guy that I have.
Oh, really?
Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Dick. Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, because it was tough. This was my toughest one
right.
to pick.
So you're...
I'm like, okay, well, who's the worst? Who's going to be a disappointment quarterback? Okay. I'm like, oh, yeah, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. As soon as you said Carson, I'm like...
Oh. Yeah. Older and slower.
Right.
I mean, he can't even run. They just have him crossing over the middle now.
The main thing is he just can't do, he can't make the performance that he did last year. Mm-hmm. He can't repeat that again. There's no way.
Plus, you got John Brown and Michael Floyd.
Yep. And you got that J.J. Nelson.
Yeah.
Not saying he's not going to, he's, okay, here, question.
I think a 30% cut in all his stats.
Right.
Would be easy to expect. Under 1,000 yards receiving, 5 to 8 touchdowns, and that's assuming he plays all 16 games.
Right. Well, and that's, I mean, if Floyd can play the whole year, you know, he can't seem to stay healthy, but he's going to take a majority of.
Well, and even Floyd, look what he did last year, and that was with a finger that was sticking out of his glove.
Right. He missed quite a few games.
Yeah, and he was supposed to miss more.
Helped carry Randy to the championship.
Yes.
So, no, I like, oh, God, I'm glad we're on the same team.
So there it is. Those are our picks. Take those to Vegas if you want. I don't know if there's any bets out there that you can make on this, but that's our picks for Surprise Player of the Year or Outbreak Player.
Quick question, though. Larry Fitzgerald.
Yep.
First ballot Hall of Famer?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No, again, though, I'm Mr. Cynical.
Well, stealing a little bit from Dan Patrick's show, they had commented that there's only been two or three first ballot
receivers.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, and one.
One was this year, apparently.
No.
Marvin Harrison?
No, Marvin's been eligible for 2 or 3 years.
Oh, has he? I thought he was first year.
I think Terrell Owens is going to get in next year for sure.
God,
I think Randy. I predict Randy Moss will be the next first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, when is he eligible?
It's got to be coming up within the next year or two.
Didn't he retire?
No, he played a few years.
With New England?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought I'd been watching that idiot on NFL Channel for almost forever. That's it. Those are our picks. Breakout player, sophomore surprise, and our disappointments for 2016. And with that, you know what's next, right?
Oh, what? Our little girl.
Some club music?
Yes.
Here we go with the fantasy girl from this week. Yep, I've missed that song.
That's right.
I missed that song. Oh, I have to get... Oh, see, it's been so long, I forgot.
Oh.
Our fantasy girl for this week?
She looks familiar.
Sarah McDaniel.
Is she over 20?
She's 20. She's a model. And she made history. Do you know why?
No, I don't.
She is the first non-nude cover model for Playboy magazine. Playboy magazine no longer has nude women in their magazine.
That I heard that. I was.
And Sarah McDaniel is the inaugural non-nude model for Playboy magazine.
Wow.
As I mentioned, she stands
really tall.
5'10".
I can see that.
20 years old. And now for the game, her measurements.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm going to go 34.
32.
Ooh, it was a little high.
It's the t-shirt.
It's the t-shirt. She stretched it out. Yeah. It's actually an extra small or something, right? 32, so we're going 24.
24 is correct. And those hips.
And those hips. 34.
35. Not bad. 32, 24, 35. Sarah has said that she may have even posed for the magazine, even if it was still full of naked women.
Has anybody emailed you yet about, can we get
somebody older?
Like, so I don't feel so dirty.
She's legal. Stop. She's not even nothing naked. She's fine. She's known for being extremely popular on both Snapchat and Instagram. She has over 240,000 followers on Instagram alone. You don't even know what that means, do you?
No. I think it's interesting, though, that she is a Playboy, or she's the first.
Yeah. That's history, man. And ever since the cover photo was released for Playboy, those numbers for Instagram just keep growing. Now, not even someone as gorgeous as Sarah can be perfect, though.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to bring up a picture, and you tell me what you notice. Where is the picture? Let's try this one. She was born with one mesmerizing imperfection.
Her eye.
Her left eye is bright blue and her right eye is hazel brown. In the medical world, as I found out from my wife, this is called...
Freaky.
Heterochromia iridum. Iridum? Heterochromia iridum. And in guy language...
Yeah, what's that mean?
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
That's...
kind of weird, right?
That is kind of freaky.
She had gotten all kinds of complaints saying, oh, you're just wearing a colored contact lens. And nope. Nope. It's all real. Heterochromia. That's it. That's Sarah.
I can't help but just stare at her eyes right now.
I know. It's weird, right? Sarah McDaniel. Your Fantasy Girl of the Week. You can check her out. I forgot to mention this. You can check her out on the website, mycffl.com. Sarah McDaniel, Fantasy Girl of the Week.
Guys,
all the pictures are there.
Don't be afraid to send Dave.
Send me suggestions. Otherwise.
Otherwise, we're going to keep getting these.
They're going to be all under 40.
Yeah, or 20.
Under 30. yeah, you got suggestions? Send them to me. CFFLcommissioner@zoho.com or send them to Dan.
I'll gladly agree.
Strap 1971.
Oh my God, that is freaky.
Yahoo.com. Sarah McDaniel. And that's it for this week. Well over an hour, but it was...
I apologize.
We have 3 weeks we missed.
That's
three or
right.
Four, right?
We missed
maybe
you guys.
More than that. So...
we'll try to get back into some sort of a schedule.
Regular thing. Well, it's tough during the off season.
Right.
There's not a lot going on. I mean, even all the other podcasts that I normally listen to have had nothing.
No, that's...
But that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. And as always, be good. And we'll see you again in a week or so.
Sounds good.